Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of MLS UK show Stoppage Time. I'm Henry Hewitt and with me as always is...
Elliot Holman. I'll acknowledge it. I sound terrible because I'm not very well, but it's all good.
Yeah, I mean, we were meant to do this episode, what, like a month ago now? 3 weeks ago? And you've just kept on putting it off. How are you, mate? Are you feeling a bit better?
I am feeling better. It's been a couple of weeks. Just can't shake it. It's not the dreaded C word, not that one. It's just I'm deaf in one ear, which is why I've not got an AirPod in there. It's pointless. Losing my voice, bit of a cough as well. So bear with me, but we've got lots to talk about, so we'll crack on. Oh, before we do, can I just ask you, Henry? How do you spell the word humour?
Humour, right. Well, there's two spellings of it, but the correct way, there's a U in there. Well, there's two U's in there. H-U-M-O-U-R. Is that what you was after?
Yeah, Wordle this morning. Humour, but with no U in it. I didn't get it. I had no idea. And then I saw it trending. Spell things right.
So I've never played Wordle. I've missed out on this fad, but I see it a lot happening on Twitter. So you're playing Wordle, but it's the American spelling of stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, it's the first time it's happened to me. I don't know if this is a common occurrence where we get an American spelling, but I on and off this morning, I kept coming back to it over the course of an hour thinking, I don't know what this is. I can't get this at all. And then at the end when it revealed itself, I was like, oh, come on, that's not a word.
Well, we'll show on this episode and we'll show as we approach the new season of the MLS UK show, the full episodes, that we've got plenty of humour as we bring back all the old games and stuff like that. And that's what we want to announce. So we kind of teased it last week. We said it was going to be announced on Tuesday. Elliot's ill, so we're recording this on Wednesday. But Stoppage Time will be continuing throughout the season. You may remember last year and in recent years, what we've done is because, it would mean me having to travel about 3 hours round trip to Elliot to do an episode every week and I don't have the time. So what we're going to do, we're still going to do a full MLS UK show every other week. So every fortnight, spelled N-I-G-H-T, by the way. But we're also going to continue Stoppage Time. So there will be some MLS UK show going out every single week of the season, apart from that month's break we normally take in the summer, which happens every year. But I'm not getting married this year. You are, so that could happen again. But we will be doing a full episode 1 week, and then we'll be doing Stoppage Time the next week. So exciting times as we head through the season. And also, whenever MLS will get round to announcing the new kits, Poppy will be back the first time as Mrs. Hewitt to do the kit reviews. But again, that could be like April time, whenever they get around to doing it.
Yeah, we're waiting on the Buzzy Bees effort for 2022.
If you've not heard one of Poppy's kit reviews, if you go to our YouTube channel, just search MLS UK show, subscribe while you're there, scroll down, and eventually you'll get to Poppy's kit reviews. I think there's a playlist for it as well. FC Dallas is, I think it was like a sky blue with little bits of red on it. She said looked like bubblegum ice cream last year. So that's kind of an idea of where we're looking at. But we're here to talk Stoppage Time. We're here to talk about what's happening in MLS over the last 2 weeks, as it is now. So number one, and this is a massive story coming out of LA. It's not a secret anymore. He's been seen watching LA Lakers. It's about to be announced. Douglas Costa is signing for the Galaxy. He's the latest DP, the latest superstar to head to that side of LA, to Carson. I mean, Elliot, big signing for Galaxy. Is this a signal of intent of where they're going this year?
It is, definitely. We all know what he's going to bring as a winger. Not necessarily goals. Certainly going to add a few. I'd expect him to be chipping in with 5 or 6, but it's not his main strength. However, I think this is going to be a really, really great signing for LA Galaxy. And one thing that I wanted to touch on is the fact that the Galaxy fans were kind of adopting a bit of British culture in tracking his flight into LA. He's on this plane. It's landing in 10 minutes. They were all there. Love to see that. Love that energy. But it's certainly a statement of intent. But we've seen that over the years from Galaxy. Now's the time to make that count, because with Chicharito, should have done a lot better last year, in my opinion. So can the two work together? Could be a dream partnership.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're looking at, if Chicharito stays fit, with Costa there putting deliveries in, assisting him, he could be a very beneficial season for Chicharito. And you've got to remember as well, he was injured for half of last year and he still scored quite a lot of goals, almost got them into the playoffs. I think going off last year and going off, well, last year more than other years, I think there's only a few missing pieces to get them into the playoffs. How we do after that, we're going to have to wait and see. But Costa can definitely be one of those players. I mean, the most surprising thing for me, and disheartening really, is that you think of Costa as a bit of a veteran now. He was born 2 months after I was. So as a 31-year-old now, I would be classed as an MLS veteran, especially with all these young players as well. These youngsters, they're ruining it for us early 30s-somethings who like to think that we've come to this league to feel a bit young.
Well, speak for yourself, because Douglas Costa is much older than I am.
Oh, yeah, much older. What, 9 months, is it?
Something like that, yeah.
Moving on then to our second talking point this week. And it's, we're going to talk a bit about other players that have been rumoured to coming into the league. But a big one that we saw last week is Shaqiri, the Swiss midfielder. He was at Liverpool for a long time. He was at Stoke City for a long time as well. He's rumoured to be signing for Chicago Fire. I mean, it's slightly different to LA Galaxy. If Chicago Fire can get Shaqiri, this is a massive signing for him, right?
I really rate this. We've worked together in Stoke-on-Trent for many years. We know how much of a cult hero Shaqiri is there. And we know what he can bring. I think in a league like MLS, where maybe... Let's be clear, we're not talking about the MLS of 3 or 4 years ago. There's still pace and you still need to be on your game. But somebody like Shaqiri, who's maybe slowing down a little bit, is still going to be able to pull strings in a way that maybe somebody like Pirlo and Lampard and Gerrard couldn't quite do. He's still got that low center of gravity, still a lot of athleticism. He can spot a pass. Assists could be huge. It could be a huge number for Shaqiri. Especially if Chicago Fire have got this Shabilko deal as well. They're going to be scoring goals. They, on paper, and that doesn't always work, but on paper, they look like a threat this year, and I don't know the last time I thought that about Chicago Fire.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the missing pieces for Chicago was they needed someone to put the ball in the net, someone to assist to put the ball in the net, to show the defence up, and I don't know, maybe a new goalkeeper. So if they've got two of those now, someone who can assist a striker that has that MLS experience, there's the mention of it this time, and also who can put the ball in the net, and also Shaqiri, who can assist, he's good set piece taker as well. This could be a really big double signing for Chicago. Kind of reminds me of Orlando when Nani came in, and then you had obviously DK coming through as well. It all seems to come together at the right time. Could be similar for Chicago, with Shaqiri. So this hasn't been done yet. I mean, this was a few days ago. Has there been any more talk of this? Because by what I saw, it was kind of done deal. We're just waiting to dot the I's of Shaqiri and cross the T's, which there isn't any in Shaqiri. So we're already halfway there.
Yeah, so $7.5 million. It's a transfer from Lyon. we're told it's done, just not signed, and he's going to be meeting up with his teammates very soon. So for me, definitely going to happen. This is somebody who's won the Premier League, somebody who's won the Champions League. You referenced Nani joining Orlando. 100 appearances for Switzerland national team as well. He's bringing experience, but he's still got it.
Another man who has been rumoured to sign. Now, I don't know how far along we are with this one. I don't think we're anywhere near the Shaqiri level of crossing I's, crossing T's and dotting I's of this one. But a man who does have a T in his name to cross is Carlos Tevez. There were rumours last week that he's about to sign for DC United. Interesting move. I don't think I've heard much of Tevez in the last few years. Could this work, do you think?
I personally don't see this deal coming off. I think it was reported from afar as a potential. I think he was looking, him and his agent were looking for a final payday, and they're sort of circulating his name a little bit, like when you play Football Manager and they're just trying to get the wheels in motion. So not heard a lot more on this particular deal. Would be great, of course, to see what's left of Carlos Tevez, because you're right, we don't know what level he's at anymore. We haven't seen him in action. But certainly on paper, that would be a great move for DC, but it seems a long way off.
We'll see on that one. But, I mean, DC have got spaces to fill, of course, so we'll have to wait and see. If it's not Tevez, it could easily be someone else, another big name coming in. And other than that, exciting news for Red Bulls fans. The other rumour, which I think is quite far along, I think as we record this on Wednesday, I think actually Red Bulls are about to announce this, but Caden Clark is coming back.
Yeah, so of course was moved to Red Bull Leipzig and then brought back on loan in 2021. And it looks like that's the case once again in 2022 for Caden Clark. So back at New York Red Bulls. And for me, great move for Red Bulls. I don't know where his head's going to be at with all of this going on. Obviously, I know the clubs are sister clubs, etc. But when you're moved to a club, you make zero appearances and then you're loaned back twice to your original club. I don't know if there was a whole lot of point in all of that. However, great signing for Red Bulls, who need a player like him and really wouldn't have wanted to let him go in the first place.
Yeah, well, I mean, as you said there, we'll have to see where his head is. You know, he's not been playing for Leipzig, so maybe he's wanting to come back to get some football under his belt, because he's still a really young guy. He's, 19? So he's definitely wanting to play. Because, I mean, as great as it is playing in Europe and being in Europe, you don't want to be sat around doing nothing. You're better for a youngster to be actually going out and playing. So if Red Bulls can get him back, if he can show the form that he showed just before he left, then that's a big bonus for them. They're wanting to add a few more pieces to their jigsaw, their puzzle, to push maybe further up in the table. They got to the playoffs last year, but you know they maybe want to go a bit further this time. I don't doubt that Caden Clark's going to be a success in Europe at some point, whether that's with Leipzig or someone else. But for now, you know, we want to see these young, energetic, talented players in MLS. So it's exciting for us. I say that a young player there, going to the other end of the spectrum, is a man who, let's face it, we lost Diego Valeri of our Portland loving. I think we've never said anything negative about Portland on the MLS UK show. So when you lose Valeri, I don't think I could take losing Blanco at the same time. But good news, everyone, Sebastian Blanco is sticking with Portland. He's about to sign a new contract. And, you know, we talk about that MLS experience. I think experience in general is what you need in MLS. Portland, of course, had a great season last year, falling at the final hurdle. And he's someone who would be a tough man to replace, especially when Valeri's gone as well. So this is a good thing for Portland, right?
Absolutely. And you've hit the nail on the head there. If you're going to lose Valeri, you don't want to lose Blanco as well. We know how important it is to try and keep these rosters as balanced as possible. You don't want to lose two really experienced and, more importantly, really good, talented players. When it comes to Blanco, he's going to be that third DP. We weren't sure what the deal was going to be. He's going to take up a DP slot, but he's not going to make more than the maximum TAM charge, which is $1.62 million. So, it's a relatively cheaper deal than the one he was on. I think it's a really, really good bit of business, strong bit of business from Portland. And how they fill that Valeri void not just on the field but off it as well remains to be seen.
Yeah, and if they end up playing Orlando in MLS Cup this year, or US Open, which is coming back as well, then he will be the face that I will get on a green t-shirt to support Portland.
Excellent. I can't wait. I really look forward to that personally. So,
but that would, of course, mean Orlando making MLS Cup, which isn't going to happen. Our final talking point this week on Stoppage Time, it's Bob Bradley. He's back in MLS with Toronto. I mean, he never left, actually, did he? He was with LA to the end of the season. But he's moved north, he's with Toronto, and he's actually been digging out a few players who were there last year. Toronto had an awful season last year compared to their heavy standards, their big standards, and he's been calling a few players out. One of those players who was there last year, we thought he might leave, but actually there's talk now that he's going to stay, is Jozy Altidore.
Yeah, so interesting this from Bob Bradley. I've not seen too many outlets pick this up in a quote that he did with some media availability yesterday, I believe it was. And he said that he arrived in Toronto not convinced that a lot of players on the roster actually wanted to be at the club, which I think is a very strong statement. A lot of players have, of course, left. But yeah, the Jozy Altidore situation, he said that there's a lot of murmurings, a lot of rumblings, a lot of rumours, but he's hoping to sort out a deal so that Altidore can remain with the club and that they're going to announce that within the next couple of days. So I think it's good for Jozy. I think somebody like Bob Bradley is going to be good for him coming in. Yeah, I know he had his issues with Chris Armas, etc. last season, the season before, and hasn't really recovered from that. So I think it's good for all parties if we can get Jozy firing again at Toronto.
Are we looking at kind of, as we saw Bradley Wright Phillips towards the end of his Red Bulls time and then going on to LAFC in Columbus, is Jozy, I don't think he's going to be that sort of 20-30 game a season man anymore. He's going to be an impact player, but there's not many better strikers. If you're going to have an impact player, there's not going to be better players to have coming off your bench.
If he's happy to stay at the club, I presume they're negotiating a smaller fee for a smaller level of involvement over the season. That's what I would presume. So if all parties agree on that and you're able to bring on Jozy Altidore 60, 65, 70 minutes into a game, excellent. Name me a better substitution.
Yeah, there's not many in MLS. And Toronto fans love him as well. They won't want to see him leave. They want to see him retire in Canada at Toronto. Right, well, that's it for this episode of Stoppage Time. We will be back next week with another episode. And then in 2 weeks, we are hoping to release episode 1 of series 5 of the MLS UK show, which will be episode 102. All these numbers flying about. But if you want to get your head around it, if you want to see where we're up to, then of course on your podcast provider, where some of you will be listening to this, hit subscribe or follow or whatever it's called now. We're talking Apple, Spotify, Google, Acast, all of the above and more. We're on there. So make sure you follow us and you'll get a notification as soon as we drop a new episode, whether it's Stoppage Time or the main episodes. If you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe as well. Throw us a like, hit us a comment. Tell us if you've got any comments on anything we talked about today. Get in touch. And finally, I tell you what, I'll let you do this, Elliot. Where do we go if they want to follow us on social media?
We are at MLS UK Show on socials. Make sure you're checking out the podcast and the socials for all the latest MLS news when you wake up, as we do soccer at sunrise. And thank goodness you know what you're doing and what you're talking about, because I've barely said a word in this whole podcast, because you know when you've got a cough and you're talking and you feel like you're just going to cough any second. That's how I've been for the last 15, 20 minutes. So thank you for picking up the slack. I'll try and get better for next week.
Before I go, I want to give a shout out to Soccer 90. Head to soccer90.com where when it becomes available, whenever MLS announce it, come on, we want to see all the new shirts. Poppy's itching to give a description on them. Then head to soccer90.com and in the discount code at the checkout, type in MLS UK. You get 20% off courtesy of ourselves. And it's there's loads of stuff on their website as well. Even if you don't want MLS stuff, even if you want for Premier League, teams in the Champions League, like Spanish teams, even other teams in CONCACAF Champions League, head there, check it out. They've got loads of stuff. And a shout out to them as well, because Soccer 90s, 90 Second Soccer, which we do on our Instagram page and our Twitter page. That will be back very soon as we head into the new season. So make sure you follow us online to check that out. That's every Friday that'll get released. Right, brief.
Give that man a raise. All the money we make from this podcast, give this man a raise.
MLS is around the corner. As I said, we'll be back for Stoppage Time episode 4 next week, as long as Elliot doesn't catch anything else. And we'll be back with the main episode very soon as well. Thanks very much for listening. I'm Henry Hewitt.
I'll do this important bit. And I'm Elliot Holman. Thank you for watching. Thank you. Bye.
See ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network.